Hans Fuge, owner of Grubsteak Restaurant, first came to Park City in October of 1980. It was the skiing that brought him here.
Kept hearing about the wonderful powder skiing in this part of the world, and being a skier, I figured I needed to take at least one season and experience it. I started in Aspen, Colorado. That was my first winter season, which was a fun time. And then discovered Park City and thought I would do another season here and just never left.
Aspen. How did Hans support himself there?
Basically being a ski bum, you know, it's cooking and picking spinach, believe it or not, and shoveling snow for a ski pass.
Now, if you think the Aspen was Hans' first foray into cooking, it was not.
I have been working for a vacation village organizer or ownership around the world before, and I was pretty involved then in the food and beverage part of those resorts in a management capacity, more so than a cook.
And when you say around the world, where was that?
I was in Morocco, Mexico, Sardinia, Austria, Switzerland, Tunisia as well.
So you got to see cuisine from around the world too.
Huh? Yeah, actually, there was a lot. Actually, they did go out of their way to do local dishes and obviously had to use local purveyors.
So you got an education not only in how the whole business was set, but also in what was going on in the kitchen.
Yeah, and they had some very talented people. Most of the cooks and pastry chefs were from France or Switzerland, and it was interesting to see how, you know, they were able to use the local ingredients and come up with food that everybody liked.
So what I'm hearing is that some of the takeaways you got from that experience is efficiency and using local products.
That's correct. Yeah, efficiency, using local products.
Hans learned one more important concept.
I think what I learned is wherever you are their guest, and it is up to you to adapt to the way things are being done in any particular location. And I still try to do this here. I still consider myself somewhat of a guest in this country, and it is up to me to make sure that I cater to the tastes and to the ways things are being done here.
And you were born in Zurich?
I was born in Zurich, yes.
In Switzerland, yeah. When Hans took over Grubsteak in 1991, he was careful to see what the customers wanted to do.
Such a gut from most people is don't change a thing, which is a bit of a challenge because you do want to kind of put your own signature on the place. And so what we have tried to do is just take the restaurant and fine-tune it, make it better every year, improve things here and there, both in the structure of the restaurant and in the food. So that's what we have tried to do for the last 20 years.
Hans contributes time and resources to community nonprofits. He's vice president of the National Abilities Center, is a volunteer pilot for Angel Flight West, which provides free non-emergency air travel to children and adults with serious medical conditions. He's also on the board of the Utah Office of Tourism Development, as well as the Utah Restaurant Association, not to mention being in Rotary and being an international FIBT official. That's for bobsled and luge competitions. You're pretty busy.
Yeah, I try to stay busy, and truthfully, I enjoy it. You know, I used to own and operate several restaurants, and I'm down to one restaurant now, which is the Grubsteak. I just have decided to dedicate at least part of my time to not-for-profit organizations, and I enjoy it. And to me, it's very much part of living in a small town. That's what makes Park City very attractive to people. We have a really great core group of volunteer folks here, and I'm just trying to be one of them and try to help out and try to lend whatever expertise I have to organizations that can need it. And, you know, you can't help but wanting to help those kind of organizations because there's such a need to help. And if you're in a position where you're fortunate enough to share, be it financially and or with your time, I like to do it and I believe in doing it.
Not just time or money, it's also dinners, because you've adopted the Adopt a Native Elder program and you've furnished them with hundreds of dinners. That's pretty nice.
Well, again, it's such a great organization. Here's Linda Myers, who approached me first to feed the elders when they come up here for the annual rock show. And then as she explained to me, you know, here are these people who live a couple hundred miles away from here. And while we get involved in helping people in Haiti and all kinds of places, there's a tremendous need for help to those people. They live in structures that are not heated, that are not accessible in the middle of winter. You can't disregard that. It is a bit of a forgotten cause. And so we decided at the Grub's sake to provide dinner for these elders. And it is a very, very rewarding experience. See, these people, they have worked all year to come up with these rocks, and I sure hope that a lot of people will again show up in Deer Valley when the show is going on and open their wallets and buy these rocks, because they're wonderful, and the people are so thankful and so humble and so nice about it that it's hard not to help there.
Hans Fugge sees what works and makes it better, whether it's a restaurant, a nonprofit organization, or a community. We should all strive to be such good guests on our planet. Two words, grub, steak. Steak is STEAK. Grub Steak Restaurant is at 2093 Sidewinder Drive in Park City, Utah. The phone number is 435-649-8060.